For Husky Sports Friday, I'm John Peterson, here joined with Vince Dietz and Jared Oftedal, members of the 2018 NSIC and Super Region 3 champions of the St. Cloud State Wrestling Team. They are getting ready to go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa for the 2018 NCAA Division II National Championships. But before we start talking about the National Championships, boys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
10 national qualifiers. That's first time in school history we've ever had that happen, and you guys are a part of that. First, we'll talk to Vince about that. Vince, you're the first 197-pounder to actually qualify for the national tournament since 2012. I mean, so far this year's been great for you. Tell us how it's gone so far.
Well, obviously it's going a little bit better than last year. I made it through the regionals this year. So other than that, I'd say everything's going the same, and I'd like to keep it going.
Jared, when we talk about your experience, you've had you've been a national qualifier last year, senior year, last hurrah, and even at 133 last year, you found at the end of the year it got to be difficult to stay at 133, and you qualified at 141. Talk about the last part of last year and how it's been different for this full year at 141 for you.
Well, last year, like you said, I was at 133 for the majority of the year, which was extremely hard for me. And we had a tough guy at 141 with Matt Nelson, and he got injured, and coach gave me the opportunity to move up to 141 to make the lineup stronger. So I chose to do that, and it ended up working out well for me. However, at Nationals, I do feel like I was a little bit small yet for the weight because my body wasn't quite adjusted. But this year, wrestling at 141 all year, I felt great. I felt strong all year. I know it's the right weight class for me, so I feel good and pretty confident for going into next week.
Let's talk about that with both of you here for a little bit about going up in weight, because that's something that's similar between the both of you. Vince, you started at 165 coming here as a freshman, then 174. Then you skipped, you were 184 too, and now you're at 197 for the second straight year. Let's talk about that a little bit, of having that growth spurt coming into college.
Yeah, I knew coming in I wasn't going to stay 165 for all 5 years I'd be here. So eventually, halfway through my freshman year, I was like, I kind of want to bump up to 174, get used to that weight class. And one tournament, I actually skipped all the way up to 184, and I knew those guys were a little too big, so I stayed 174. And then sophomore year coming around, I was thinking about going 184. I did the wrestle-offs at 184 and talked about it with Steve, and he said, maybe we'll go 74 this year. And then coming in last year, I was originally thinking 184, and then they thought 197 would be the best thing for me, and it's been working out pretty good.
Jared, it's been, my goodness, it's been 5 years now, and I remember just the other day, it's like the five-year anniversary of your state championship, where I was broadcasting for Prep 45, and you were a 113-pounder. You're a 113-pound state champ, and you're thinking, when you come in here to St. Cloud, he's going to be a lifer at 125 pounds. That most definitely was not the story. Now that you are a senior, you were starting, I think, 125 your freshman year just for a little bit, then actually went up to 133, and it's been up ever since.
Right. And I knew going in that I wasn't going to be at 125 for my career just because of how much I was growing. I grew like about 4 inches after my senior year. So even 125 for the beginning of the season was difficult, and I knew I was going to have to make the jump up to 133. Especially if I was going to get used to wrestling those guys for the next year, because I knew that 125 wasn't going to be viable for much longer. So, and then 133 became 141, and here I am, and that's where I'll be staying.
Now let's talk about the team here. I mean, seven-time defending NSIC champions, and all of you have been a part of an NSIC championship. It doesn't happen that often that you guys have never lost an NSIC duel as a St. Cloud State Husky. And where you mentioned, Jared, that no, there was no way I was going to be at 125 pounds. It had something to do with your weight, but of course, we have a 125-pounder named Brett Velasquez, who is a very good guy. And then at the same time, Vince, your practice partner, Noah Ryan, outstanding true freshman. Both of you take some time right here and just talk about the depth of this team and why we are, why you guys are two of the 10 people qualifying for the national championships and why you are seven-time defending NSIC champs. Go ahead, Vince.
Our team's so deep that we could probably qualify our top two or three guys at each weight. So to be that one guy at the weight class that gets to wrestle there, it's a real honor to get to wrestle.
Yeah, going off of him, like you said, it's the depth is so great in the room that there's always, you know, for me personally, being at 141, I can go up and down and wrestle with guys at, you know, 133 or 149 or my own weight, and there's plenty of guys, so I'm getting 8 or 9 practice partners every day that I can rotate from, and you know, depending on what kind of feel I'm looking for that day, I can pick a specific guy that's going to give me that kind of feel for maybe a specific opponent that I'm going against. Maybe I need to work on a guy who's super quick. I'll pick a guy in the room who's really quick, and then I can work on that, or, you know, any kind of skill area like that. So it's really nice to be able to have those guys that are good in different areas that maybe I'm not so good at, so I can work on them and keep improving those skills.
Not just the technique and talent, but talk about the mindset that goes into it. Talk about the mental edge that is needed, or as coined from former graduate assistant coach, the black and red edge. How is that black and red edge honed, and how do you really learn to just focus in on each match and be so successful? Go ahead, Jared.
Well, we've been saying that black and red edge, at least since my freshman year. It's been kind of a theme throughout, and we like to think that we're tougher than all of our opponents, and that nobody's gonna outgrind us, which is really important for us. We try to hold each of our wrestlers to a specific standard, so that everybody is accountable, and it really helps build the team atmosphere, so that every person is, like I said, held accountable for what they do and how they train, and it just really creates a great atmosphere for the whole team, and I think it builds mental toughness as well. So it's just been a theme throughout my 5 years here, and I think it'll keep going after I graduate. So
yeah, like Jared was saying, black and red edge, that's a lifestyle. That's the way that we live our lives, and that's the way we train. So we'd like to think that we're training harder than everyone else, and that black and red edge is going to help us win another title.
Let's talk about that title now. It's, you had the last week, it was good to be home. I think if anyone were to say anything that was best for you guys this year was being at home. I mean, there were a couple duels on the road that all of us want to forget about. I mean, one in particular is Minnesota State Mankato. I mean, it was a rough duel, and I know that Steve, of course, wasn't very happy, and I don't think anyone was happy with the performance of that duel. But it's about being home. It's about being in front of that Husky crowd, and I think those last couple duels really said that. I mean, really set the tone for the regional tournament. Big wins against Upper Iowa and Augustana. And then coming in here, you had the regional tournament for the first time since 2012. Your guys' first time to ever have a home regional tournament. Vince, we'll start with you. How did that feel, like right off the bat, knowing that from the beginning of the season and when regionals actually came, we're not traveling. We're actually home.
Yeah, it was very exciting. It was something to look forward to, knowing that you'd get to wrestle for that regional title in front of all your fans, all your family and everybody. When I was in high school, my senior year, we actually had regionals at home, and we had 6 champs. So I knew that having it at home would definitely be an advantage, and I think it worked out pretty well for us this year.
Yeah, like you said, it was a great advantage. It was absolutely awesome having my senior year, having regionals at home. It really put us gave us a notch up on our competition, I believe. Just even the layout, like just looking at the gym and how it was set up, just made me feel good, made me want to wrestle because it looked awesome. I mean, I think everybody was pretty pumped up about how it ended up looking and how it turned out. And as the tournament went on, you know, we got five guys into the finals. And so me and James Plesky were talking, okay, so we got five right now, automatic. And then each match as it went on and we started getting guys winning, Adam won. So, boom, that's six, then seven, then eight. And then we were waiting till the end, and all we had was heavyweight was left was Lawrence's match, and he got a forfeit. So we knew we had it locked up all 10, and that was just a great feeling, you know. In my 5 years here, obviously we've never had that many go through, and even the last time we won the national title, we only had seven guys. So it's an advantage, but it's not a guarantee at this point. It's definitely what we want, but we're going to need to power through and keep it rolling like we have been if we're going to want to go for that title.
Jared said it perfectly there. It's what you wanted, but it's not guaranteed. Now, Vince, go off a little bit about that, of what's been the atmosphere since then. Yeah, we have 10. The next team has 7. There's Notre Dame, Pittsburgh Johnstown, and regional rival McKendree are the other ones that have 7. We have 3 more wrestlers. Nothing is in the books yet. I mean, that's probably what the mindset's been, but everyone else around this week, how's it been? When everyone knows, like, we have 10.
Yeah, obviously we're going to be a little bit more excited now that it's regionals, nationals week and we're all going, but I think it's pretty much still the same thing, you know, just like every other week we got 10 guys, so I think that's a great feeling. You don't got to just focus on those 7 or not. We got all 10, and the practices are going to be the same way, except we're tapering off a little bit, and we're all going to be ready to go next week.
Go off that, Vince. Talk a little bit more about the practices this week.
Well, this week they're going to be a little shorter, probably about 65 to 70 minutes, including warm-up. So we don't really got to worry about too much technique and stuff. It's more just drilling, getting in there, working hard, and making sure that we're ready to go for next week.
Next week is going to be coming sooner than later. It's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Your number one ranked wrestling team in the nation, the St. Cloud State Huskies, will be traveling to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. All 10 of us will be there. All 10 from 125, Brett Velasquez, 133, Anna Medine, 141, Jared Opdahl, 149, James Plesky, 157, senior Larry Bomstead, 165, Devin Fitzpatrick, 174 pounds, Colton Eichens, 184, you have Tyree Overton, 197, Vince Dietz, and then heavyweight Lawrence Phillips. All 10 have gotten the top 4 places in the Region 3 tournament last week here at St. Cloud State's. And all 10 will represent St. Cloud State. And hopefully to get back up on that podium. We were second last year, something that was kind of a hard pill to swallow. And we were first the last 2 years, so looking to get 3 out of 4. Closing statements here between Vince Dietz, your junior 197-pounder, and your senior 141-pounder, Jared Opdahl. Closing statements, do you guys want to add anything more? What's the vibe going into the national tournament?
I think we just got to keep focus, keep our heads clear, and not worry about any outside distractions at this point. Just got to keep focusing and doing what we've been doing all year, and then everything should fall into place. You know, Coach always says, just take it one match at a time, focus on the first guy, don't look too far ahead in the bracket, because that's when things start to not go your way. So we're just going to take it one match at a time, each guy individually, look at their first guy only, and that's what we're going to plan for, and everything should work out from there.
Yeah, as long as everyone goes out there and you just worry about yourself, you just got to win. You got one opponent. You just got to beat that person, win that match. And as long as everyone gets the job done, we'll come home with another title.
So your Huskies, once again, next Friday and Saturday here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for the NCAA Division II National Championships, your Huskies will look to bring home the third title are the last 4 years, and they'll have 10 guys that will try to do that. That is for John Peterson, this has been Husky Sports Friday.